page 57, measure number 24-212. City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure proposing annexation of 34.04 acres of property into Salem. Question, should the property located south of Cinnamon Hill Drive Southeast and east of Sunnyside Road Southeast area be annexed? Summary, approval of this measure would annex 34.04 acres of property located south of Cinnamon Hill Drive Southeast and east of Sunnyside Road Southeast area to the City of Salem. The property is within the urban growth boundary. Upon annexation, the property would be zoned City of Salem RA Residential Agriculture. Mature trees which run along the south and east borders of the property would be retained. There's a map here that shows the proposed annexation. Explanatory statement. If approved, this measure would result in annexation of 34.04 acres of territory, known as the Territory, to the City of Salem. The territory is located south of Cinnamon Hill Drive Southeast and east of Sunnyside Road Southeast area and designated in the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan as developing residential. Zoning of the territory, if annexed, would be RA Residential Agriculture. The RA zone district generally allows residential uses, select agricultural uses, playgrounds and parks, public buildings, and child and adult care homes. The minimum lot size for single-family dwellings is 4,000 square feet. This zoning designation allows a maximum density of 8 dwelling units per acre, assuming an allowance for public utilities and infrastructure. A complete description of uses in the RA zone district is available in Salem Revised Code SRC Chapter 145. Mature trees which run along the south and east borders of the territory would be retained. If annexed, the territory is estimated to have the fiscal impact of creating an annual surplus to the city's general fund in year 2005 dollars of $24,183 based on development with an average density of 5 dwelling units per acre. Adequate public facilities exist to serve the territory in accordance with the city's adopted budget, master plans, capital improvement plan, and urban growth management process as set forth in SRC Chapter 66. Additional information regarding the proposed annexation and zoning is available for public review at the Salem City Hall, Department of Community Development, Room 305, 555 Liberty Street, Southeast, Salem, Oregon, and on the city's website, www.cityofsalem.net. Submitted by Janet Taylor on behalf of the Salem City Council. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Continuing on page 57, an argument in favor of measure number 24-212. 5 reasons the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce urges support of all 32 annexations. As a chamber, we encourage you to vote yes for all 32 annexations for the following reasons. Reason number 1, expanding Salem's tax base. All property owners have requested their land be annexed to the City of Salem. This will expand Salem's tax base to pay for more city services without raising the tax burden on existing residents. These services include police and fire protection for our city, as well as library services, all of which are needed in Salem. Reason number 2, fairness to existing residents. Property owners being annexed would begin paying their fair share for city services such as roads, parks, and other amenities. A situation on Lancaster Avenue now exists where businesses that are not part of the city are utilizing city services, and that's not fair to other residents. Reason number 3, residents and neighborhood organizations gave input. These annexations were presented to the public at multiple hearings to allow residents to give their input and discuss the ideas proposed. After input was given and discussed, your city council approved the annexations for the ballot. Reason number 4, thorough review by city staff. These annexations have been thoroughly reviewed by city staff to ensure that they are in compliance with Salem's codes and regulations. These proposed annexations would be subject to the city's stricter environmental and building standards than that of the county. These proposed annexations would be subject to the city's stricter environmental and building standards than that of the county. Reason number five, the land has been designated for future growth already. This land is already in the urban growth boundary and is designated for future growth under the city's 20-year comprehensive development plan. That means the city planned for future growth and that these annexations are part of that measured, thoughtful master plan. Approval of these annexations will mean more services and fairness for residents and businesses in Salem. We urge you to vote yes. This information provided by Mike McLaren, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of the statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.